Now I'm coming to Jim Gill. Jim Gill is a graduate of the Erickson Institute and was in class with me. And he believes in music as clay. And he does incredible work with children with special needs in hospital settings. And he does work in libraries. And he travels all over the country. He believes, and I agree with him, the most important thing in music isn't the song. It's the interaction between the adult and the child. And that's where the teaching takes place. That's the whole Erickson approach of relationships. And the interactions help the child's brain develop. Here's an example, and I'm going to have, would you put on the lullaby? That's number 3. This particular, this is one of a musical. Setting. You dim the lights. They all have a scarf. And they move to the music. Some of them are tired, so they will lie down on the floor, and I will say, put the scarf on the floor, and that's your pillow. And they will sleep, or pretend to sleep. The other children are gentle breezes, and they put the scarves over their children, their friends' heads. And it's so amazing because they really relate. They're all doing something to help their friends. The ones that are sleeping are sleeping. The ones that are being winds are doing that. And they really get into it. Now, this one, All the Pretty Little Horses, is an African-American theme. I have a Chinese one, and I have a Latino. Three different. So you get a little cultural exposure. But you also get the exposure of a very peaceful, relaxing, unstress-filled beginning of the day, or it can be worked in anywhere. On top of this, they are expressing themselves within a group. This is one of my favorite things to do in the whole world. You could turn that one up. That was Judy Collins. This is from a collection of, it's called the Lullaby Collection. And that one is Judy Collins. In addition to that, there's a book on All the Pretty Little Horses with the pictures, which you can show them. So then going on, the next step, similar to this, music, movement, and dramatization. Probably my favorite one to do with this is going on a bear hunt. I don't know if you can find that on there, but have any of you ever done going on a bear hunt? So you know. This is such an amazing piece. This is Greg and Steve Selsa. And what's amazing is it's very musically good because it shows children how music goes
everybody.
Up and down.
We're going on.
We won't do
bear
the whole
hunt.
Thing, but just give you
Are
an idea.
Are you afraid?
And this is one.
I'm not afraid.
And they all sit on the floor and they're dramatizing it. So you go like this.
We're going on a bear
And you keep walking.
We're going with their on a bear hunt.
Take pictures with my camera.
Take pictures with my camera.
Open up the door, squeak.
Open up the door, squeak.
Walk down the road.
Then you'd see you're walking with
Walk down
clapping on your knees.
Coming to a wheat field.
Coming to a wheat field.
Can't go under it.
Can't go under it.
See, you're teaching
Can't
all the.
Go over it.
Can't go over it.
Have to walk through it.
Have to walk through
Remember,
it.
Remember, go through it. And everything that they do, this is based on a book as well. And then you walk again. They just chortle and learn this whole story.
Coming to a bridge.
And they're echoing. Coming to a bridge.
Can't go under it.
Can't go under it.
Have to walk over it.
Have to walk over it. Now a new sound. And they could sing if they want. We do one more of these.
Got over the bridge.
Got over the bridge.
Come. coming to a tree.
Coming to a tree.
Now this is a musical concept. Going high and low.
Can't go under it.
Guess we'll have to climb it.
Guess we'll have to climb it.
Climb to the top.
I get anxious to climb.
Climb to the top.
Way up high.
Do you see a bear?
Do you see a bear?
No.
No.
Let's climb down.
Let's climb down.
So you could turn it up. It's wonderful. We did that for every birthday one year, and by the end of it, I had it. But it's so wonderful because the story's good. They're understanding what happens because they're acting it out. Huh? The sound. The whole thing. The bear cutting. Yeah. At the very end, then they run. And then they get safe. Well, the reason what I always do with it is I start off with the story in the book because it's a children's book, and we do the whole story, and then we talk about this. You know, it's sort of scary, but you know, you don't have to be scared because we make it okay at the end. 3-year-olds sometimes. Last year, the 3-year-olds liked it even, you know, got into it even more than the 4s. But that kind of prepares them, and they're always if they act you know, get freaked out by it, then just don't do it. But it is a wonderful way to really act out this entire story and be part of it and dramatizing it. And along with it, they're learning vocabulary. They're learning math, you know, high, low, over, under, which, and just that whole sense of space. You're teaching through play. It's just a wonderful way to do things. In this picture here, the children did a rainbow. Actually, we had a rainbow song. And we had all the colors of the rainbow, each one in a little plastic bag. I learned this at a NACI meeting, again, with relationships. And these children learned the order of colors in the rainbow, which I didn't learn until a couple years ago. So, but they learned all these colors, and they sang to the music of the rainbow song, and then they moved with it and danced with their rainbows. You can do it with ribbons as well, but it was a way of teaching, acting out, and learning a scientific and actually an art concept of the colors of the rainbow.